Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You have just tuned into Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender and letting go in order to let new and better things come into your life. Learn the true meaning of surrender. Get ready. Here is Brittany showing you how to lose to gain it all.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you had a really good Thanksgiving holiday. We did here. And you just saw me doing my little slow chair jam to the intro. It just gets me every time. I'm just super excited and grateful for this opportunity to share time with you every so often. So today's show is called Sorry, Not Sorry. Things that I am no longer apologizing for. Tell me if you are with me. I think in this season, it's a season of giving and caring. But with that, there's a lot of busyness, a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. And this year, things are a little bit different. Maybe the pace might be a little bit slower, but maybe mentally it's still revved up just due to COVID. I know some folks did meet in person or on Zoom with their families, and, you know, things just don't look the way that we're used to. And probably thinking ahead to how you're going to celebrate Christmas and what that's actually going to feel like and look like for you. But within that, there are some things that we can do for ourselves. And something that we've been talking a lot around here about is self-compassion and self-care. Back in the summer with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire, we talked a lot about compassion as well as self-compassion. Why is that so difficult? Why is that so hard for us? It's a radical act for self. In my last message, to the group, or I should say the last show to the audience. We were talking about that when I was hosting Dr. Pat and how things look different for COVID and what's the primary connection that you will have for the rest of your life. And it's with yourself. So taking care of yourself and doing that radical act of trying to find the right word, bear with me, is powerful. Finding the will to be able to advocate for self and do things for yourself. And then within that, there are things that you're going to do, but there are things that you're not going to do. And again, that's what we're talking about. And I just keep thinking of it as Sorry, Not Sorry, that great song by Demi Lovato. My daughter and I just love that. And it's true because it's like, yeah, sorry, not sorry. There's some stuff that I'm just going to be looking out for me. And I hope that you would be doing some of the similar things for you. And this is all about boundary setting. And it's important for us to have boundaries, and not that they're so loose that things come in, but not so rigid that we keep out some of the good stuff that's out there for us. And how I came to this was through a meme I saw. And it's a meme from, bear with me, I'm just going to be looking on my phone here, of at Thrive underscore with Meg. She's a therapist in Toronto, Ontario, in Canada. And she has an Instagram page, and she had a list of things in this meme that she says she wasn't apologizing for and advocating that for her clients as well. So again, that's what we're talking about today. So some of the things we'll address are working at a slower pace, not always being available, not apologizing for how long it takes to process feelings, not knowing an answer right away. And we've talked about that and what to do. Again, when I was dealing with some strong emotions back in the early fall in October, if you want to go back to those shows, of I didn't know what to do and I was just hurting because everybody hurts sometime. Accepting my body as it is. Again, your body's the house of your soul and your spirit, and that's the long-term relationship that you'll have. And then prioritizing the people that matter. So with this, again, there's a lot in life that as a single working mom, I try to do. I try to make everybody happy. I'm a people pleaser. I'm a woman. I want everyone to feel warm and fuzzy and gooey and yay, Brittany made me feel great. And that's also an ego trip as well. But within that, a lot of time, I don't really take care of myself. I have been known to overwork. I have been known to deprioritize myself. And while coughing and hacking up a lung, I'll be like, no, it's fine. I'll be there to support you, right? Because I'm the person that gives help. I'm the healer. So I'm always there to help someone else. But who's going to heal me? And that's where this meme from Thrive with Meg really hit me. It was, wow, all these things that I do for everyone else, I don't do for myself. And I profess to love myself. And I profess to have all this great compassion for myself, but I don't do enough to take care of myself. So as I've been working through this, and you guys have been coming along with the journey for the past few months of, I need to prioritize me. In the past few years, I've been dealing with a family member who has an illness which has required lots of hospitalization, lots of diagnosis, and a lot of me helping that person through that process. And through that, I've denied the fact that I've not been okay. So I hit a wall and I started to realize that I hurt. I needed to take a time out for my feelings. I needed to take a time out and rest. I needed to start to slow down because everything in my life, again, that tower card moment, if you're familiar with the tarot, things were starting to crumble around me. And I caught myself in time before the universe gave me another hard lesson where I realized I needed to slow down. And again, that's where this meme really hit me and hit a lot of folks on my thread because I shared it on my Instagram as well. It was like, wow, this is powerful. I do need to slow down. People were saying to me, you know what? That's one place where that's a gotcha, an aha moment. And we're really big on aha moments here. And as I learn and heal and grow, I'm sharing my story of surrender. And the first thing I have to surrender is the fact that I can't do it all. And that's what I learned this fall. This fall has really been teaching me to let go of the need to be super mom, super friend, super person, and start being super Brittany. And super Brittany cares about Brittany and, you know, realizes that she can take the cape that she uses to save other people that's starched and ironed and fold it up, put it away, and do the things that make her feel better and do the things that take into account her needs and gets her to a place of ease and rest. As I have been building out my meditation practice, that's helped me to understand the inherent need to slow down and to pause and to think about what comes next. And that's something that I teach to all of you guys is that three-step method of taking that breath, clearing the mind, and then figuring out what's next in that stillness. And Super Brittany has realized that slowing down and getting back into that place of ease and rest and stillness has been mind-blowing and earth-shattering. And it's a good place to be. So with that, we'll dive a little bit more deeply into these areas from this great meme from Thrive_with Meg on Instagram. She's a therapist in Toronto, Canada, and she created this meme called Things I'm No Longer Apologizing For, and that's going to be the theme of our show today. So again, sorry, not sorry. This is going to be talking about self-care. So with that, stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes and we'll continue the conversation. You are listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And again, we're talking about things we're not apologizing for. Stay tuned.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? Well, you are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th for the International Conference on Resilience for Women as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Walk away with the tools and inspiration to motivate and empower yourself. Don't miss this global online event, Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. Stories packed full of possibility, power, and of course, resilience. Be empowered, inspired, and committed to your own well-being. Coming together with powerful women, knowing that you are not facing life alone. Get your tickets now at resilientwomensconference.com under the register tab. That's resilientwomensconference.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. I have a mindfulness practice to help you face difficult emotions. It's called RAIN. Developed by Tara Brach, the letters mean the following. R, recognize what's happening to you. A, allow the situation to be as it is. I, investigate feelings with interest and care. And nurture yourself with self-compassion. So you see, RAIN isn't so bad after all. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the 2nd and 4th Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at miles2gocoaching.com. That's miles, the number 2, gocoaching.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are here with me, Brittany Miles. I'm Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we are talking about things we are no longer apologizing for. I've entitled the episode, Sorry, Not Sorry, thinking about the great song from Demi Lovato that my daughter and I enjoy. The genesis of the show title comes from a therapist in Canada, Toronto, Ontario, at @thrive_Meg on Instagram. And I saw a meme that was passed along and it was called Things I'm Not Apologizing For. And it was so powerful because, yeah, I'm not apologizing for these things. And the things that we're talking about today are slowing down, which is important, especially at this time of year. And also in this year, 2020, which has been something, and we'll just leave that there. And we're not apologizing for, pardon me, I'm looking down here, not always being available. How long it takes to process feelings, not knowing an answer right away. You remember, I said that last segment, remember? Those are some things I talked about. This is why this was like a cha-ching moment for me. Accepting my body as it is and prioritizing people and things that matter. So in last segment, and we'll continue on, is talking about slowing down. This fall, I hit a wall, as I said last segment, and I had another tower moment because I was dealing with a family member and their medical crisis. And that's been a lot for me. And I thought, being a super person, being super Brittany, the healer that I am, that I didn't need to heal myself. And what the universe was telling me, my spirit and my soul, was that I needed to slow down. I needed to take a break. I needed to take the deep breath and sit in a place of ease and rest. The same things that I teach here and try to impart here, I needed to do myself. So physician, heal thyself, if you will, if you can go with that metaphor. And as I've built out my meditation practice, and I took a beginner course with Seattle Insight Meditation. If you are in the Seattle area or not, do it. It's life-changing. So seattleinsightmeditation.org for their beginner class. They have classes starting in January. This is not sponsored, hashtag not an ad, just it was life-changing. And I want to share that as a resource and tool for you. So as I went through the process of building out that meditation practice and deepening my meditation practice, I've been finding that life has caused me to slow down. I've had to learn more patience and go with the flow. By slowing down, I've learned a new way of, one, processing some of my feelings, which we'll talk about a little bit later on in this segment or the next, but also how that I don't have to do everything. I don't have to be everything. I am not the be all and the end all. I'm not the alpha, nor am I the omega. I can sit and let God, spirit, the universe, Allah run the universe, and I can sit back and watch things as they flow. As I've talked about before, we are one with the universe. We are one with nature. We are all interconnected. So no matter how much I do, it's probably not going to change what's going to happen, because everything in life is divinely ordered and we have synchronicity. There are no accidents, according to Carl Jung. And I do believe in synchronicity. So if I sit back, I can watch it all play out. I don't have to do more. And within our culture, especially in the West, doing is something that we accord great value. Even if we're running in circles, we're doing something. I think at times we should have a point of view. I mean, there are times when you have to do something, you do have to act, but you don't have to plan it all out. You don't have to sit and solution or be the architect for the solution all the time, because the master architect, the universe, is going to make it work out. A lot of things that I have planned have never happened. It's great. Lots of sleepless nights, lots of worry. What's the expression? We make plans and God laughs. I've seen that come to fruition many times in my life. And where I have worried and been frustrated, I found out something greater was in store for me. And if I just let go, that opens the floodgates of creativity for the universe to provide it to me. And that's what happened to me in 2016, when my life, you know, became just a dumpster fire, if you will. And once I let go, things turned out really great. I got surprised by the universe, and things worked out a lot better than I ever thought that they would. And I had no idea. And I also learned why certain things didn't work out. So now at the tail end of 2020, I'm having a similar experience, but because I have some skills, some knowledge, some learning, I'm able to see, wow, if I just sit back and just slow down, everything's going to work out the right way. So I don't have to do anything. Which leads me into, again, just looking down, not always being available. That's another thing. I'm a big believer, especially at work, I'm constantly on. And I think for folks that are new to working at home or working in organizations that are new to working at home, there's the perception that folks being in their houses, they won't work. So a lot of folks are like, I'm going to be on. You know, my availability light on Slack or Teams or Zoom will always be available so that you can show people that you are working, so that you can show that you are being efficient, you're a good worker. And the also, we have that sort of internal light for home, especially moms that are working, is really with the moms that have the really littles, so the toddlers and the babies and the preschoolers that also are highly demanding of their time. And even me with a preteen, it's like you always want to be available, that mom's here, but you can't be, right? It's difficult to work a 9-to-5 corporate job where you have seniority, you have projects, you have colleagues, and having to split your time with your family, especially again with those littles, that's crazy. That's just nuts. I Godspeed, good luck for the moms that are dealing with that or the parents that are dealing with that, because that's just an inordinate amount of pressure. And even with couples that are working from home, it's the constant negotiation of whose meeting is more important or who needs time to work on this project or who needs to work with, you know, the kids on a particular school project or when they have questions, because, you know, having school is great. Kids learn, but they also have a place to go and other adults that are supporting them in their learning journey. And right now we can't. So with all of the pressure that's on parents, and I would say women especially, but I won't be sexist there. Sorry if that might have come across that way. We can't always be available, right? So when it comes back to personal life, it's setting those boundaries of, you know, with family, I can't do that. I just like, I can't, you know, be the one to get mom's prescriptions. Who else can help support that? We know that she's shut in. Who else, siblings, can help support mom and dad in getting them their groceries delivery or making sure that they're getting out? And that their home is being maintained. You know, hey, spouse, can you take on these tasks within the home? Can we figure out what's going to be important to us? Do we need to have our house completely spit polished and shined? Or can we live in, you know, clean yet messy, right? Who's going to take out the trash? Who can be on point to work with the kids? Can you take the mornings? Can you take the evenings? Who's going to be on point to, you know, deal with homework with the kids? All of those types of things. And finding those places where we can negotiate so that we have time for ourselves and we can get back to that place of rest and ease, because we can't do it all. But by trying to be available to everyone, being your children, your spouse, your partner, your family, your friends, you can't do it all. There's just no way. And even before 2020, I'm going to argue that you were struggling, but you were able to make it work. But now, because we're all shut in, it's even more difficult. So having the ability to say, you know what? Raise that hand. I can't do it. Mm-mm. I need some help. And that's what not being available means to me. And that's kind of my, you know, we have aha moments around here. I'm constantly talking and thinking, it's asking for help. Not being available all the time, at least for me, is asking for help. And that's a hard thing for me, again, because I like to do it all. But now that I'm slowing down and not doing as much and being much more, I'm learning how to ask for help. So I think that's an important aha, is asking for help from your spouse, your partner, your friends, your family, your kids, and figuring out collectively how you're going to make it happen or maybe not make it happen. So with that, we are going to be going to break. You are here listening to me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today's episode is entitled I'm not sorry, things I'm not apologizing for. We are talking about the things in life that, you know what, sorry, not sorry. I'm going to create some boundaries around certain things in my life to give me the sense of rest and ease that I need. And I think we all need to find that in the closing weeks and days of 2020. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about this a little bit more, and I'll talk to you on the other side of the break.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Welcome back. I'm stepping on my music. Thank you, Olivia. Sorry. But welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we are talking about sorry, not sorry, things we're not apologizing for in the waning days and weeks of 2020. Actually, I think forever. The inspiration from the show has been from an Instagram account that I am now following. It's called, pardon me, I'm just reading here, at Thrive underscore with Meg. Meg is a therapist in Toronto, Canada, the Ontario province. And I found a meme that showed up on my account on Saturday. And it was just a cha-ching. You know, where I was like, wow, this really is powerful for me. And I actually linked it onto my Instagram, and I got such a great, powerful response from that. And my Instagram is miles_2_go_coaching. on Instagram, if you want to pull that up, Olivia, or if you guys want to find it. And people were just like, wow, this is important. It's powerful. Got a lot of good comments about it. So the things that Meg had outlined is that, you know what, I'm not going to apologize for slowing down. And it's something that we've been talking about for the past month and a half, 2 months, really the fall. I think because it's a journey that I've been on and you guys are going on the journey with me where I've been slowing down. And because I've deepened my meditation practice, I've been able to focus on the breath, get still and clear my mind so that I could figure out where I am and what to do next. Another thing that we were just talking about is not always being available. Given the fact that a lot of folks are new to working at home or are working at home and having kids at home and trying to teach and, you know, work and have relationships with partners and spouses and family and friends, sometimes you just can't be available. You know, all circuits are busy. That's a reference for a telephone reference that I don't even think any of the millennials will know, Gen X and before, when you tried to make a phone call and you couldn't because all the circuits were busy. You were not able to get through to the party that you are calling. So right now, I think that's where people are feeling and just exploding because of the new and deep pressures that we're feeling. So right now, it's okay not to be available. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say, like I realized in the last segment, what it means for me is asking for help. And that's been the theme of my fall is that I've needed to ask for help, to slow down, ask for help, get the support, and tell people how I'm really feeling. Which leads us to another piece was not apologizing for how long it takes to process feelings. I've had a few shows, one, Everybody Hurts in October, and also I Don't Know, which was in October, where I was just hurting. I have a family member that has long-term medical issues, and it's been rough. It's been really hard to support them through that and keeping on that happy face and being able to be that level of support for this family member and pretending that, you know what, there's no impact to me. I'm just a machine. I'm just going to go. I'm just going to keep moving forward. And what I realized is that I had all these deep repressed feelings from just trying to power through it and just to make sure that, you know, Super Brittany could just be the healer and be there for that other person and not realizing that the healer also needs to be healed. So the universe sent me to a place of, wow, stillness. And within that stillness, I had a lot of powerful feelings come up. I had a lot of pain, a lot of anguish, a lot of guilt, a lot of shame. Anger, which hides itself as depression. Depression turned outward as anger. Irritability, frustration. And once I started to process those feelings, I thought, well, I've recognized them, so I should be over it. And that's like, no. The recognition is just the first part. It's actually sitting with it and understanding what all those pieces actually mean. So for me, it was, again, getting past that sadness, which it was really anger, and then breaking down what that anger actually meant and getting into the deeper places of shame, fear, how I look. I've talked about those icky, ooey, gooey places, the sticky, unwanted stuff. That's the stuff that we want to deal with. And that's what was coming up for me. I had somewhat dealt on the surface with my therapist on some of those higher level places. But once I got through that, again, it was that mining for gold, if you will, of getting deep into those ooey gooey places of like, wow, this is why that hurts. Oh, that experience caused this pain. let's try to heal that experience, because if I heal that experience, then I can go through and manage and feel my way through this new experience. There is a link, but if I heal one thing, I can then use that healing to heal me through something else. So going back to those trauma bonds was really important. And I wanted to rush through it, but you can't rush through the healing because it comes back, right? It's thinking about it as like plugging a dike. So you put your finger into one hole to stop that water, but then water comes out in another hole and you put your finger into that one. But then you have to tilt and move your body because there's another one, and then you use your foot or your knee or your hip. So if you have to figure out how to stop the flow at the source. So I started getting towards the source. I hope that that metaphor helped you, like, because it's an old school comedy visual gag of a person trying to stop water in a wall by moving their body, but really they didn't solve their own problem. But by getting to the source of your discomfort, by getting to the source of your pain, getting to the source of your trauma, that's when you can find healing. The only way to get there is by settling down and sitting with it. And like everyone, no one wants to sit with their pain. We all want to go and move away from it and go and inch our way back to the good time, or our perception of the good time, or give ourselves an out through, drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, food, whatever your vice is, just to take away that pain. Mm-mm. It will always come back. Like the metaphor we had before, like the water coming out of a wall and trying to plug those holes. So spending the necessary time to process is good for you. And it takes what it takes. And it's not oh my God, I'm going to have to sit here in pain all the time. There's going to be a place where, you know what, I've done enough. This is the most I can do right now. And that's good. That's okay. You'll have another opportunity. But the fact that you sit, you recognize, you allow, you inquire, and then you nurture, that's important. That's RAIN. So if you remember, when dealing with difficult emotions, dealing with trauma, dealing with hurt, dealing with, unease, we have that tool, RAIN, from Tara Brach, which helps us process that. So again, to repeat that, it's R, recognizing and that you have something going on. And then A, allowing it to be what it is. So just sitting with it and understanding it. And then I is you gently inquire and try to figure out what's happening. And that's again, sitting with it, allowing it to be, asking questions. What is it? Why is it? How am I feeling? How am I feeling about it? How don't I feel about it? So just gentle questions to yourself, and one question will lead to the next. And then N is nurturing yourself. And that's the most important part, is having that compassion, that self-compassion, that self-love, giving yourself the time and the place and the room to feel what you're feeling. So that goes back to what Meg was saying with earlier in the things that we're not sorry for anymore, of giving yourself the ability to slow down, giving yourself the ability to not be so available so that you can spend this time to nurture yourself. And that's really powerful. So with that, we're going to go into a break. You are with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And we're talking about being sorry, not sorry, things that we are not going to be sorry for. We are talking about ways that we can nurture ourselves and help us grow on our path for self-love and self-compassion. So stay tuned, and I'll see you on the other side. on the other side of the break.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are here with me, Brittany Miles, on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. And today's episode is entitled, I'm Not Sorry, Things That We Are Not Going to Apologize For. I would say from 2020 and actually all through life, these are all good things where we can create some really effective boundaries for ourselves. And the inspiration for the show came from Instagram. There's a person that I follow, and her Instagram is @thrive_withmeg. She is a counselor therapist in Toronto, Canada. And she had this meme called Things I'm Not Apologizing For. And things on that list were just so powerful. And as I keep saying, my cha-ching moment, where, you know, I'm not going to apologize for slowing down. I'm not going to apologize for not being available or for processing my feelings. It's going to take however long it's going to take. Knowing the right answer and what to do, accepting the body, and prioritizing what matters. So in the last segment, we were talking a little bit about prioritizing or processing our feelings. And you know what? That's been the theme for me this fall, through slowing down and, you know, cutting down my availability to lots of folks and saying no to lots of things, I've been able to sit with some really difficult emotions and process them. And then also realizing that I don't have an answer. So I'm not going to apologize for not knowing the right thing to do in the right moment. And understanding that life unfolds, there are divine steps, there's divine order, the universe, God, Allah, the one that has no name, Yahweh, whatever you believe, you know what? Things happen the way that they're going to happen. So, you know, slowing down, I don't have to do very much other than sit and understand, you know, my feelings and be open to them, process them, and then try to figure out an answer from there. Sometimes the problems will, quote unquote, problems will solve themselves. Some things were never a problem. They were just something that as part of a story that I had made up in my head. I learned that there are a lot of the things that were giving me grief, agita, if you will, were things that I had made up and they never happened and never will happen. So I didn't have to figure out the right thing to do. And I also realized that I'm not the master problem solver. Again, as I keep saying that our steps are ordered, everything is, I would say, ordained. Everything comes to fruition and the great unfolding on the path through synchronicity, whatever. So I don't necessarily have to know what to do. I just need to be able to sit back, listen to what my heart tells me, what spirit tells me, and be able to understand what's going on around me, reading the signs. Some folks would say reading the room, but really being present to what is. And if you're present to what is, you don't have to do anything. The answer will be there. It will unfold. You will understand what the next step is. And if you don't, ask for guidance. And that's it. So I don't have to be the one that's Johnny on the spot with an answer. It's my life is not like a corporate work stream or project where, you know, someone's always got to have the right answer. And even there, you know, a lot of the answers that you have in the moment, they don't work. It's a point of departure. It's a place to go, but you don't always have to have an answer. Sometimes there isn't an answer. Sometimes the answer is that there is no answer. I don't have to know what to do. I just have to be open to accepting what is, and what is will be what gives me insight into what's going to happen next. That's it. I don't have to do anything. And it's nice and it's easy and I get to relax. And I know all of this sounds really simple and straightforward, but excuse me, these are all things that we forget and all intertwined and interconnected. I think the last piece I'll touch on, I mean, while accepting our bodies as they are, I probably won't have enough time to touch on that, but what I can work on that for a separate show. So let me know if that's something that you want to have as part of our kind of self-compassion, self-love series. Please let me know. I can create that show for us. But the last piece is knowing what's important and prioritizing the people and I think the things that matter. I think 2020 has been a forcing function for a lot of folks to realize the most important things in life are your health is one thing. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. No matter how much money you have, no matter your position in society, if you don't have good health, everyone has the same alternative. And we don't want to have that alternative. We want to have really a rich and full experience on this, you know, human journey that we're all on. Prioritizing your friends, your family, your kids, your spouse, your partner, your parents, your pets. That's important. Having that sense of community, having that sense of prioritizing yourself because you matter. Understanding, I've learned that, if I don't prioritize myself, I can't do, you know, anything for anybody else, right? Again, it's that metaphor of if I don't put on my own oxygen mask, I can't support anybody else because I don't have any oxygen. And I've been learning that as I care for myself, I am a better person to my community. I am a better mother. I'm a better friend. I'm a better daughter. I'm a better, you know, partner, because I'm able to care for myself and understand that my needs are important, and prioritizing my needs and making sure that my needs are met, and having the ability to ask for help when I need help. I, again, don't have every answer. It seems like it is, but I don't. When I was much younger in my 20s, I always thought I knew it all. And now in my 50s, I don't even know the question, right? And that is incredible growth, because I think that's what happens. As you get older and have more and more experiences and get to go through kind of similar situations with different people or different players on the board, you gain growth, you gain mastery. So by prioritizing, you know, asking for help, slowing down, creating those boundaries, I'm able to take care of me. And once I'm the best me that I can be, then I can do anything. And I think within our culture, we just don't do that. And 2020, again, is showing us that is the most important thing. You need to prioritize yourself. If you don't prioritize yourself, you're just probably going to just fall apart. And you're no good to yourself or to anyone else. Having good health is a priority. Caring about others in terms of public health is important. COVID is been horrible and heartbreaking, and a lot of it didn't have to be this way. However, once we start to prioritize ourselves and then our families and then our larger communities, things will get easier. And I think 2020 has shown us that once we have that priority down, life can be livable. It can be manageable. But it's only through thinking through what's important. That's what matters. That's all that matters. And I think to close, I love this meme. And I would highly recommend that you follow at @thrive_withMeg. She's got a lot of good tips on self-care, taking care of self, how to process feelings. And she's chunked up that information in a really nice, consumable way. As I said, it's given me many aha moments, and it's made me realize what's important. And it's difficult for folks to say this, but yeah, I'm the most important person in my life because I'm having a relationship with myself, and it's the longest relationship I'll ever have. So I'm going to extend myself some self-love and some self-compassion. And with that, I hope you have a really good day. Take a deep breath in and out, and in and out. Love yourself today. Really love yourself today. Give yourself a big hug, big kiss in the mirror, and say, I love me. Take care, and I'll see you in a few weeks. Enjoy the holiday season, and remember, take care of self. You have been listening to me, Brittany Miles, and Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. Take care.
You have been listening to Miles to Go with Brittany Miles, How to Lose to Gain It All. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Brittany Miles teaches you how to lose to gain it all with the healing power of surrender. Are you ready to lead a happier life? For more information or to connect with Brittany, visit MilesToGoCoaching.com. That's Miles with the number 2, GO, coaching.com.